Good morning. Today's reading is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. Based on the gift each one has received, use it to serve others as good managers of the varied grace of God. If anyone speaks, it should be as one who speaks God's words. If anyone serves, it should be from the strength God provides, so that God may be glorified through Jesus Christ in everything. To him belong the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Just a couple of things I was thinking as we were going through our prayers and that Tammy had shared with me. But please be continuing to pray for Amy Monneman as she is preparing for treatment from her cancer. And she still doesn't have all the answers yet on the treatment plan. So please keep her in your prayers, friends. Also for Doris Hartman, Tammy and I did visit with her on Friday, and she is ready to go. However, she has not taken that step into eternity yet, and she has been dealing with some pain. So let's please be lifting her up in prayer that, Lord, just take the pain away and just let her rest in peace. And also, just real quick, we want to give a thank you to Lynette Murphy for organizing the Iron Sharpens Iron for the women this weekend, for all that she has done for that. Lynette, sorry to call you out, but would you just stand up for a minute so we can thank you? Thank you for continuing to do that. It is a blessing. I've heard great things from the ISI this Saturday the women went to. And Iron Sharpens Iron is awesome. You know, so praise God. And I heard they sold out. So there's a need. Praise God for that ministry. All right, if you have your Bibles with you this morning, open to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 through and 11. We are going to be focusing on a message this morning called Called to Serve. We're in a series called Be the Church. And what I want to talk about today is how we are called to serve. And as you're getting there in your Bibles, I'd like to share just a short story with you this morning that the punchline fits what we're talking about today. This is a story about four people named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have. Amen and amen. We are called to serve. And this morning, this passage, we're going to talk about that just a little bit. Part of being the church is recognizing that every one of us is called to serve. There is something that we can do. And we need to recognize that. And at what capacity or with what capabilities that we have will vary greatly. Okay, not everyone here is going to be able to do the same thing, and that's okay. But every one of us has something God wants to use. Have you ever received a gift? I think of kitchen gifts because have you ever received some kind of gadget or something and it's like, I don't know what to do with this thing. What is this for? In fact, last vacation, I think it was, we went and Tammy wanted to pick out this thing. Apparently, it's an egg mixer, but if you look at the thing, it's like, what in the world is this? It's like a swirly Q looking thing, and I had no idea this was supposed to mix eggs, right? You ever receive a gift like that, and you're like, I don't know what to do with this thing. How do I use it? Well, sometimes it gets frustrating when we have a gift that we don't know how to use, and our passage today from 1 Peter is going to give some clarity on how to use our gifts. And so that's what I want to share with you today and just get some guidance on the purpose behind our gifts, the way that God has intended them. Peter says, starting off, he says, if your gifts are in speech, then do so with God's words. Maybe you have the capacity to teach or to counsel or to mentor or to encourage or some other gift with your words. If that's you, then what Peter is saying, do so with God's words. Do so with God's words. Anytime that I've been in a hospital, especially if I'm meeting with somebody who is gravely ill or dying, the last thing I want to bring to them is my words. My words on their own just really won't be all that encouraging. In fact, I might say some things that afterwards I'll think, did I really just say that? So I intentionally pray before I get there, Lord, give me the words. And then after I'm there, I share God's word, because that's exactly what they need in a time like that. See, God is the one who provides that peace that surpasses all understanding, not me. God is the mighty comforter, not me. So it's God's words that Peter is saying we need to use if our gifts are in speech. On our own, we tend to say things that we might just regret later. You know what I'm saying. But for example, let me give you just two examples real quick. This person is gravely ill, or they are dealing with something horrific and they're suffering, and we say, oh, I've been there. I've been there. Don't say that. First of all, if they're on their deathbed and you're saying, I've been there, don't say that, right? Don't say that. But what they need right then, and unfortunately sometimes what we're trying to do is we're trying to level the playing field and we're trying to come into an understanding of what they're going through, but we use words that just, they end up mortifying more than they help. You know, so we have to be careful, pray about it, and let God's words be your words. Another one that I have heard, please never say this. If God has called you to visit people in the hospital, praise God. We need to do that. We need to encourage the people who are infirm. But if he has, don't say things like, I'd trade places with you in an instant. Don't say that. Because what happens there is we minimize their suffering, and then we fail to glorify the life God has given us. Right? All of a sudden, it's like, well, my life's not good enough if I'm willing to trade places with you. Or your suffering is not so bad if I'm willing to trade places with you. Don't say that. There are some words and some things that you just realize afterwards, oh, shoot, I should have never said that, right? So we pray about it, and we use God's words. I'm over here. Peter then speaks on service, and he says, if you serve, which we're all called to do, he says, serve with God's strength. Don't do it on your own strength. Do it leaning on his. What Peter's getting at today, and what we're going to see as we go through this message, is we are called to serve, but we're called to do it with God's help. Whether it's his words or his strength, we're called to utilize the help of God in living out those gifts that God has given us. That's how we put our best foot forward and how we bring ourselves under the obedience and the grace of God. So just two things this morning, simple things to remember, two points. The first one is we need to use our gifts to serve others, right? Peter says that. He says that right in the beginning of the text. He says, use it to serve others. We need to use our gifts to serve others. In this passage, Peter begins by reminding us that every one of us has received a gift from God. And these gifts can range from speaking abilities or service abilities and everything in between. Don't limit what God can do in you and through you. The purpose of these gifts is not for our own personal gain. They're for others. They're to help others. They're a demonstration of the love and the unity of God that we're called to have as a body of Christ. Let me give you an example. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 through 7 says, there are different gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different ministries, but the same Lord. And there are different activities, but the same God activates each gift in each person. A demonstration of the Spirit is given to each person to produce what is beneficial. So the word used here for gift, the Greek word charisma, or charisma, it literally means to something that is graciously given. Something that is graciously given. Your gifts are graciously given by God. Okay? Those gifts, those talents, those abilities, whatever it is a measure of God's grace upon your life. Peter said in the text to be good managers of the word grace, the varied grace of God. It's by his grace that we're able to serve, and by his grace that we see this favor of God in our lives. So when we use our gifts, we're bringing God glory. You know, another thing to notice here in this passage from the Apostle Paul is he says it's the same Spirit, the same Lord, the same God that activates these things. Our gifts are a gift to bring unity. It's a unity with our God and with each other. When we serve and when we get actively involved in using our gifts, we bring a unity that the church needs. That's part of being the church. You can reference Romans chapter 12, verse 6 through 8. And the second thing is our gifts are meant to bring God glory. I think it was pretty clear in those texts what Peter and Paul are emphasizing. God should be glorified in what we do. The various gifts mentioned, and I'm going to show you a slide here. We'll get to the picture in a second. Just hold on. The various gifts mentioned in this passage are not limited to spiritual gifts, okay? Such as teaching and serving. But it can also include natural talents and abilities. The main focus is on using these gifts to serve others, always keeping in mind that they are from God and should bring him glory. Think about it for a moment. This artwork up here this morning, it's the Mona Lisa. We would call it a masterpiece, right? It is a masterpiece. The painter's talent and skill are put on display through this painting. So Leonardo da Vinci's talent and skill is being put on display through this painting. In the same way, when we use our gifts and our abilities, we are showcasing God's work in us and giving him the glory. So if you don't believe it today, you need to. Listen very carefully. You are God's masterpiece. Each and every one of you is God's masterpiece. I am God's masterpiece. Say that with me this morning. I am God's masterpiece. You are. That person sitting to your left or your right is a work of art from the Lord. And ladies, if you're looking at your husbands, you're probably saying, yeah, he really is a work. That's for sure. He's a piece of work, all right. I get to say this stuff because I'm not sitting next to my wife. But you are a masterpiece in God's eyes. And when we use our gifts the way God has gifted and talented us to work and serve, we are bringing him glory. We're showing others God's work. In his book, 70 times 70, The Freedom of Forgiveness, David Augsburger tells of General William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, who had lost his eyesight. His son Bramwell was given the difficult task of telling his father there would be no recovery. "Do you mean that I'm blind?" the general asked. "I hear we must contemplate that," his son replied. The father continued, "I shall never see your face again?" "No, probably not in this world." Then General Booth said, "I have done what I could for God and for his people with my eyes. Now I shall do what I can for God without my eyes." Amen. Listen, this morning, the only thing that limits us from our service to God is our own attitude. Let me say that again. The only thing that limits us from service to God is our own attitude. And everybody said amen. Amen. You can reference, I gave you a few references. Philippians 2:5, Colossians 3:2, Proverbs 23:7, Romans 12:2. But our attitudes will determine what we're willing to do or not do. Some of us will say, well, I'm not able to do what I used to do. That's okay. Maybe God has something new for you to do. Maybe it's something you're not even aware of just yet, right? We have folks right now that are shut in that are probably watching the service from online because they can't physically be here. They're dealing with infirmities and they're not able to worship in this house right now. But I can tell you that of those individuals, many of them are praying with others, encouraging others, lifting us up in prayer throughout the process. They continue to remain generous and faithful to this congregation. They have found ways in the midst of their infirmities to still serve God. Just like General William Booth recognized, even if I don't have my eyes, I can still serve God. Our attitude will dictate those things for us. If we have the wrong attitude, it will be easy to say, well, I'm not able to do what I used to do, so I just won't do anything. So a few things this morning, some application points for us. Number one, discover your spiritual gifts. Take time to pray and ask God and to reveal your spiritual gifts to you. You can also ask believers who know you well to observe the ways in which you naturally serve others. That can be a good way. You might be saying this morning, well, I really don't know what I'm gifted at. I don't know what I'm capable of doing. Pray for God to reveal it. And then ask others. You might have some others in your close-knit group who could say, oh my gosh, I know exactly what you're gifted at doing. I see it in you, and I see how you live this out. This is your giftings. Sometimes we just need the help of somebody else to ask. So discover your gifts. The second thing is, probably pretty obvious, use them. Use your gifts. Once you know what they are, use them. Look for opportunities in your church and community to serve others with those gifts. Don't just say, well, I don't know what I'm gifted at, so I'm just going to do nothing. Because that goes back to that attitude thing, right? The wrong attitude guarantees we're not going to do what we're supposed to for the Lord. God isn't glorified in that kind of answer. Figure it out. Here's one other point. You don't know what you're gifted at. You're not so sure. Try something. Try it. Keep trying things until you find that niche where you fit, where you feel the passion and you feel God working through you. Try stuff out. There are many opportunities, whether in the church or in the community, where there's plenty of needs and we need to use our gifts. This third one is big. All right, I encourage you to highlight it, bookmark it in your Bible, something. But listen, don't say that with me. Don't compare your gifts. Please do not compare your gifts. It is so easy to compare our gifts. And when we compare our gifts to others, we'll say, well, so-and-so does it better, so I feel inadequate, so I'm just not going to do it. Right? Maybe you have a gift right now, and our church can use these giftings. Maybe you have a gift in music. Maybe you can play an instrument. But maybe you're like, well, so-and-so plays it better, so I don't want to do it. No, we need those gifts. Serve. Use it. Don't compare your gifts to somebody else and then just decide not to do anything because everybody else does it better. Don't do that. It is dangerous when we compare our gifts. The Apostle Paul, he phrases it when he says that we are all members of one body, the body of Christ. Each of us has a part, and we are each holy and equally important to the body. Let me just use that analogy for a minute. Maybe today you're a big toe. Woo! I'm a big toe in the church. Praise God, right? But maybe you're a big toe, and at first you'll think, well, what does a big toe matter? Until you don't have a big toe. And then all of a sudden you don't have balance. Maybe you're the balance in the church, and you just don't know it yet. Everybody said amen. Amen. Maybe you're a pinky. Now, unless you're one expert guitar, you know, trying to get that bottom, note or whatever, it's like, what is my pinky good for? Until you try to grip something. Your pinky adds strength to your grip. Maybe you're the pinky in the church. Maybe you're the appendix. I got nothing. You just need to be removed. I'm kidding. Now, we know that the appendix, if it gets inflamed, infected, or whatever, it can be dangerous, it can burst, it can kill you, so often the appendix gets removed from the body. However, recent studies have actually showed that they believe the appendix actually helps your immune system. So what we thought we knew about the appendix, we didn't know, and now we know some things that we didn't know before. But maybe you're a part of the body in which you think you're just not that significant. I'm telling you today that every part of the body is significant. You are significant. The gifts God has blessed you with are significant, even when you don't think they are. You are God's masterwork, masterpiece. You are his handiwork. He has gifted you and wants to use you. We just have to be willing to do it. Fourth and finally, again, give glory to God. As we use our gifts in service to others, let us always remember that it is God who deserves the glory. We're simply vessels, friends. Vessels for His Spirit to work through us. There are many opportunities to serve God and His kingdom. Many opportunities. Serve God. Serve His church. Serve His community. Serve where God sees best fit to use you. If you're willing to ask Him to use you, He will faithfully do so. I guarantee it. Today, maybe you're trying to figure out what that is. Discover it. Use those gifts. Try something if you're not sure until you figure it out. But very simply put today, let me just ask, are we using our gifts in a way that brings God the glory? Is the Master Creator being glorified through you today? Are we relying on His strength and not our own? Friends, it's frustrating when I try to rely on my own strength because I find out really quick I am weak. Are we relying on His strength? Just remember that our gifts are a reflection of God's grace and God's power. And we should always use them with that intention of bringing Him glory. Let's be good stewards of His grace like the Apostle Peter said, relying on Him. And let us always remember that our ultimate goal is not just for this life, but for the glory of God forever. Would you join me in prayer this morning? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the gifts and the talents that You have given to us. Lord, each one of us has been a recipient of a measure of Your grace and those gifts that You have bestowed upon us. May we use those to serve others and to bring glory to Your holy name. I pray that You would give us wisdom and discernment this morning on what it is we're gifted to do and how we can use those gifts for Your kingdom. So may we ultimately be ones who honor You and glorify You into eternity. I pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. All right.